Everyone, happy Friday. I hope you are looking forward to the weekend and to our last 2 weeks of school. I cannot believe that they are here. And these last 2 weeks I know are going to fly by, specifically because we have a lot of minimum days coming up. So I've listed them in our updates and announcements page for you, just so that you have them all there. But we have minimum days next week on Wednesday, of course, and then Thursday and Friday. The following week, there's no school Monday. There's a regular day on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are all minimum days as well. So make sure that you mark your calendars and know that those are coming up. Sixth grade parents, there is a bunch of information for you, and I apologize, but you will be getting more emails from me either today or this weekend about a couple of extra sixth grade only things. And so just make sure to respond to those or fill out forms or whatever it is that is required. And then I also just wanted to thank the sixth grade parents. I will send out one of the emails is information on the end of the year, but congratulations. We are the only class of sixth graders who has participated 100% in the end of the year promotion, swag bags, and activities. So thank you so much for your support. That's really helpful. And the students' swag bags will come to our classroom on Friday, May 28th, so a week from today, and I'll send those home with them. They are also going to deliver our tiles to the classroom, and we will paint those together here, so kids don't have to do that alone at home. They'll actually get the experience of doing tile painting here at school, but in a smaller group, of course. Okay, for next week, in reading, we are still working. Students are finishing up in their dystopian book clubs by doing a poster project on the book that they've read together this week. They are welcome to continue in their clubs next week and choose another book to continue reading. But students will also have, or readers, I should say, will also have the opportunity to do some free reading. And it could be dystopian or it could be something else. So they are getting a little bit of choice here at the end of the year, but we will still be reading every single day, and students should still be reading at home every single day and logging their reading. Please do check in with your child about their reading log. In writing, we are going to continue to work on various end of the year projects, some of which I can't give a lot of details on. They are working on a website to share with you for our virtual open house, which is next Thursday. So we will not have open house here at school. It'll be done at home. I will send out information that day with links to take you to your child's website that they've been working on. There are specific expectations that I'll send out, so you can go over those with your child and see that they've done all of that. And then, of course, there are lots of opportunities for them to add extra things, and many of the students are already doing that, which is really fun to see, and they're really doing a wonderful job on these websites. I'm very excited for them to share with you all of the work that we've been doing this year, and I am really sad to be missing out on an in-person open house. It's one of my favorite nights of the year. So with that said, thank you for your support this year of your children and of me, and I wish that I could host you and that your child could brag to you about all that we have done, but there's not a lot of room in the classroom. And I think it'll be still a really fun way to celebrate. So I do hope that you'll make some time on Thursday to celebrate all of your child's hard work this year in fifth or sixth grade. In math, both grade levels have finished their final units. So we're going to spend the week next week playing something called the stock market game. Students will be researching companies and investing in stock and watching their stock either grow or shrink. So hopefully it grows, but that will be a fun activity for math next week. In history, fifth graders are wrapping up their final state project and are learning the presidents. It's been really fun. We have a couple of fifth graders who are teaching those to everyone, so that's been a fun way to do it. Sixth graders have pretty much wrapped up history. We always kind of end with parts of ancient Rome, sometimes not quite, but don't worry, your students will get a lot of ancient Rome in their middle school years, so it always kind of depends on the year. But we are using our history time next week to prepare for promotion, among other end of the year activities and projects that are specific to sixth graders only. And then in science lab, kids will continue to work with their science lab teachers. Our science lab teachers have been wonderful. They are going to get to go even the last week of school, which is not typical. So that'll be something fun for everyone to look forward to as well. And then finally, sixth grade parents only. So fifth grade parents, you are welcome to stop this video here. But sixth grade parents, I wanted to go over a couple of extra things for you. We are going to have our pizza and movie lunch next Friday, May 28th. We also have some parents working on treat bags for the kids to take home. So they won't be eating the treats here in class, but they'll be able to take those home, kind of like a grab bag. And I will try to send out more information on what is in those, but just so you know, they will come home. I forgot about the pizza lunch. If your child cannot eat pizza due to food allergies, please let me know ASAP so that I can offer an alternative to them. I think we are okay on that, but I just want to double check and make sure. There are also links to all of the end of the year information, promotion information. We are having our promotion on Wednesday, June 2nd at 9:15. You'll want to bring your own blankets or beach chairs for the soccer field. We should be finished by about 10 o'clock because the IVA promotion is at 10:30. So there will be time for pictures and a designated spot for our class to go take pictures after the ceremony as well. And then they'll kind of usher you out, and you are welcome to take your, and we encourage you to take your sixth grader with you and maybe have a special brunch or breakfast or something after the promotion ceremony. I am going to send out a movie permission slip. We have to do one final vote for which movie we're going to watch. The movies are PG, and so we have to have permission slips signed for PG movies at school. So I'll send that out to you. It'll be a Google form really fast, and I'll send that out to you as soon as possible, either today or this weekend. And then finally, I haven't actually checked, so if you've already filled out the Walk to Jeffrey Trail picnic permission slip, you don't need to do that again, but that's linked there in case you haven't done that yet. Thank you again for all of your support. I know it's a lot of information coming out really fast at the end of the year, and I just hope that you all have a wonderful weekend together and enjoy these last couple of weeks with your children in elementary school. Thank you.